Side note, be born in me. Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. And I speak to a lot of atheists, and they say it's ridiculous. Born of a virgin, ridiculous. But the significance is this. God made the promise that he would save us. He said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. Promised a seed. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Eve did something. Adam did something. And they said, this is salvation, a result of what we have done. That's not what God promised. He promised that he would do it. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. A virgin is one who has not done anything. Jesus came without man's help, saved us without our power, by his power. So I love that song, Be Born in Me, is our prayer only because that desire begins in the heart of God. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this time together. Help me not to rush through this sermon as I normally do. May I be blessed by the message. May we be blessed. May we experience the fulfillment of the promise. Thou shalt be blessed and shalt be a blessing. Be not do is the title I decided to go with for this message. Be not do. If I had in my hand a ball and I held it here and I dropped it, what would that do? Anyone? Fall and then what? Roll, bounce, because of what it is. It is a ball, therefore its actions follow. Be not do. If I had in my hand a dove and I let it loose, what would it do? Bounce? Who said bounce? What would it do? It would fly because of what it is. And so the sermon title, Be Not Do. Let's turn to John chapter 8, verse 44. That's John chapter 8, verse 44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. Do you notice anything here in line with what I've been presenting? Ye are, ye will do. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. The actions follow the nature and the character. Ye are, because of what you are, you will do. The actions are a result. Let's turn to another scripture. John chapter 1, verse 9. John chapter 1, verse 9. Speaking of Jesus, it says, that was the true light, which lighteth every man, which cometh into the world. Do you notice the same idea presented here? Jesus lighted every man, which came into the world, because he was. That was the true light. And because of what Christ was, he lights. He gives light because of what he is. Last text, John 10, verse 11. Last text on this point. Be not do. The idea is that the actions, they follow the nature. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. That was the true light, and the lighting follows. Jesus lighted because of his nature. Ye are Abraham's children, and the lust of the father ye will do. Abraham, Satan, same thing. Adam had a son in his own image. John 10:11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Why did Jesus give his life for the sheep? Because he was the good shepherd. The actions follow the nature. I am, therefore I do. What is man? Romans 8:7. We've established that the behavior follows the nature. You drop a ball, the ball bounces because of its nature. You let a dove loose or any bird, it flies because of what it is. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, therefore he did good. He giveth his life for the sheep. We're answering the question now, what is man? Romans 8:7. The carnal mind, what's that word? Huh? The natural man? Did I give the wrong scripture? What scripture is this? Oh, okay. The carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. We cannot obey because of what we are, because of our nature. Our actions follow what we are. The carnal mind is, therefore, it is disobedient. Jeremiah 13:23. That's Jeremiah 13:23. The question is asked, can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard his spots? Then may ye do good that are accustomed to do evil. Ethiopian is not an action. Right? It's a reference to the nature. And the Ethiopian skin is what it is because of what it is. A leopard has spots because it is a leopard. And the Bible compares us doing good, or the impossibility of us doing good, to nature because of what we are. We cannot do good. This question is rhetorical. Then may ye do good that are accustomed to do evil? This is, I didn't write down the references for Spirit of Prophecy paragraphs, so if you want them, I'm happy to provide them after the message. It is impossible for us of ourselves to escape from the pit of sin in which we are sunken. Our hearts are evil, and we cannot change them. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. The carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Education, culture, the exercise of the will, human effort, all have their proper sphere, but here they are powerless. They may produce an outward correctness of behavior, but they cannot change the heart. They cannot purify the springs of life. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 1, verse 14. Exodus chapter 1, verse 14. Here we have an example of what the life becomes when you are forced to do rather than to be. Exodus 1, 14. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. And they made their lives bitter. I will confess that my religion, growing up, matches the description here. I was not taught to become someone new. I was taught to behave differently than my nature. So this can apply in the church. This is Egyptian bondage, and Satan was at the head of it. But we can experience that in the church. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar and in brick. Read your Sabbath school lesson. Study your Bible. Telling each other what to do and making our lives unpleasant by giving us a weight that we are unable to carry. But this is not the way of God, thank God. Not the way of God to change the behavior, but to change the man. Ezekiel 36, 26. Ezekiel 36, 26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and will give you an heart of flesh. Jesus Christ is not concerned with changing the behavior. God, more than anyone, understands that this can only make the life bitter. You go to work, your supervisor, he gives you a list of things to do, or else. We have relationships with our friends, and you behave a certain way, or else. This idea characterizes every single human relationship. I give you something to do, or else. It's not the way of God. He says, a new heart also will I give you, and I will cause you to walk in my law. Are you tired of turning to scriptures? I have a lot of scriptures today. Are you okay with turning, or should I read them? 1 Corinthians 5:17. Did I say first? That's 2 Corinthians 5:17. I am trying to make the point that to change the behavior is not the way of Christ, but to change the heart, to change the person. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. If any man be in Christ, he is. This is an effort to change the person, not the behavior. For if you change the man, the actions will follow. No one said that the bird would bounce. I made that up. Because you know better. it does not fit the characteristics of a bird. If any man be in Christ, he is. Old things are become. Second Peter 1:4. Second Peter chapter 1 verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We are obsessed with escaping the corruption, but escaping the corruption is impossible without becoming a partaker of the divine nature. Indeed, escaping the corruption is a result of having the nature transformed. Mark 1:17. That's Mark chapter 1, verse 17. Satan would say, go fish. You're a doctor. Satan says, go fish. Do something contrary to what you are. But what does Jesus say? He doesn't say, go fish. I will make you to become fishers. It's completely different. One is an effort to control the behavior of someone, to enslave them. This is the way of Satan. Control what you do. This is not the way of Christ. He says, I will make you to become fishers. He doesn't say, go fish. He says, I will make you different. Revelation 14:4. Revelation 14:4. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. Look at that. These are they which were not defiled with women. Not defiled because of what they are. What they have become. And it says it, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. There must be a power working from within, a new life from above, before men can be changed from sin to holiness. That power is Christ. His grace alone can quicken the lifeless faculties of the soul and attract it to God, to holiness. If Christ dwells in us, we shall reveal his unselfish love toward all with whom we have to do. As we see men and women in need of sympathy and help, we shall not ask, are they worthy? But how can I benefit them? If Christ dwells in us, we shall. Even John, the beloved disciple, the one who most fully reflected the likeness of the Savior, did not naturally possess that loveliness of character. He was not only self-assertive and ambitious for honor, but impetuous and resentful under injuries. But as the character of the Divine One was manifested to him, he saw his own deficiency and was humbled by the knowledge. The strength and patience, the power and tenderness, the majesty and meekness that he beheld in the daily life of the Son of God filled his soul with admiration and love. Day by day, his heart was drawn out toward Christ until he lost sight of self in love for his master. His resentful, ambitious temper was yielded to the molding power of Christ. The regenerating influence of the Holy Spirit renewed his heart. The power of the love of God wrought a transformation of character. This is the sure result of union with Jesus. And so our scripture reading for today is not a requirement, but a promise. Ye must be born again. This prescription only God can fulfill. For to cause someone to be reborn necessitates the power of creation. Ye must be born again. Jesus says, the Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whither it cometh or whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born. We cannot recreate our heart. This is the position of God. And so the promise comes to us as it is written in John chapter 1. As many as believed on him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them which believed on his name. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the promise that a transformation of the character is the sure result of union with Christ. Surely now we can say, when we all get to heaven, not if, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. May we remember Jesus. It says he will lower the golden chain of his mercy to the lowest depth of human wretchedness and lift up the debased soul. May that be us. May we be filled with your Spirit. May we not try to do, but may we remember your promise that you will cause us to become. I will make you to become fishers of men. In Jesus' name, amen.